This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Special Forces troops early on Monday rescued two hostages from the southern Gaza city of Rafah, close to the border with Egypt, amid a firefight and air attacks that Palestinians say killed at least 67 people. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The two freed hostages, 61-year-old Fernando Marman and 70-year-old Louis Har, are both dual citizens of Argentina and Israel. Other members of their family had been released in the previous hostage deal in November. They had an emotional reunion at the hospital where doctors said they were in relatively good condition, although they had lost weight during their ordeal. It also raised the question of whether Israel will carry out a large-scale invasion of Rafah, where it believes Hamas is hiding the remaining hostages. There are also 1.4 million Palestinians in Rafah, many of them having fled northern Gaza after the Israeli army invaded there. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
The White House on Monday pressed Israel to work toward a pause in the Gaza conflict to win freedom for more hostages held by U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas and rapidly increase the flow of humanitarian aid to Palestinian civilians.
We haven't changed in terms of our desire to see an extended pause so that we can get all the hostages home with their families where they belong, so we can get additional security assistance in. And we can see a reduction in the violence. We are still focused on trying to get an extended humanitarian pause.
White House National Security Spokesperson John Kirby. Britain's opposition Labour Party has withdrawn support for its candidate to become a member of parliament in a special election after he suggested Israel had relaxed its security in the run-up to the attack by Hamas last year to provide grounds to invade Gaza. This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthi rebels have fired missiles at a ship bound for Iran. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In a televised statement, Yemen's Houthi rebel spokesperson claimed they had targeted a U.S. ship in the Red Sea. The spokesperson added that attacks on ships will continue as long as Israel keeps up its offensive in Gaza. However, British authorities say the ship targeted was Greek bulk carrier Star Iris. They also said the vessel received minor damage and continued on its route. Private security firm Ambrey said the group owner and operator regularly traded bulk cargo with Iran, assessing this to be the likely destination. Iran is the main backer and armor of the Houthis in Yemen's years-long war. I'm Karen Chamas.
A communications network blackout in Sudan, blamed on the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, has hobbled aid deliveries and left the war-weary population of almost 50 million unable to make payments or contact the outside world. The RSF has been fighting Sudan's army for control of the country since April in a war that has killed thousands, displaced almost 8 million, and sparked warnings of famine. On Monday afternoon, state-owned Sudani said it had begun to restore its network, with users first reporting a restored connection in army-controlled Port Sudan and other neighboring states. Police in the Democratic Republic of Congo fired tear gas to disperse protesters in Kinshasa on Monday. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham reports.
Demonstrators were burning tires and U.S. and Belgian flags near Western embassies and United Nations offices. They accused the West of supporting neighboring Rwanda, which is alleged to back the Tutsi-led M23 rebellion. The M23 group's recent advances threaten the strategic eastern city of Goma in the conflict-hit eastern Congo region. Rwanda has denied accusations that it backs M23. However, Congo, Western governments, including the United States and Belgium, as well as reports from a United Nations expert group, indicate that the rebel group benefits from Rwandan support.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin canceled the trip to Brussels for NATO defense talks after being admitted to a military hospital for a second time this year, the Pentagon said on Monday. Austin, 70, was taken to Walter Reed Military Medical Center on Sunday for symptoms of a bladder issue. Austin had failed to disclose a prostate cancer surgery in December and subsequent hospitalization in January to deal with its complications, triggering a political uproar and multiple investigations. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.